بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه أما بعد. After praising Allah, the greatest and most high, and asking Him to raise the rank of the Prophet Muhammad, his companions and family members, and to grant them all peace, we will begin our sixth session studying the tafsir of Surat Al-Dhariyat from the works of our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him. By Allah's grace and permission alone, we've been able to reach the 31st ayah, which we will begin with in this session, and we will study, insha'Allah Ta'ala, up until the 40th verse in this session. The statement of Allah Ta'ala, قَالَ فَمَا خَطُبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ, was the statement of Abraham to his guests, as you recall from our earlier discussions of this Quranic passage. Abraham received guests, angels, and he said to them after he went and prepared food, and they would not eat the food, he became afraid. They gave him glad tidings, they made him aware they were angels, and they gave him glad tidings of a son to be born. Then he said, فَمَا خَطَبُكُمْ, then what is your affair, or what is it that you're here to do? O messengers, Al-Qa'ilu, our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, he says, Al-Qa'ilu ma khatabukum, the one who said ma khatabukum, huwa Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam, was Abraham, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. Ay ma sha'nukum, ayyuhal mursaloon, what is your affair, what's your deal? O messengers, وَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, and they were the angels. قَالُوا إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ, they said, we have been sent to a people who are criminals. لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ طِينٍ, to send down upon them rocks of clay. That's the 33rd verse. يَعْنِي أَرْسَلَنَا اللَّهُ Azza wa Jal. They meant that Allah has sent us, the Mighty and Majestic. لِأَنَّهُ مِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ أَنَّهُ لَا يُرْسِلُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِلَّا خَالِقُهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. As is known, no one sends the angels to do anything other than their Creator, the Glorified and Most High. إِلَى قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ, to a people who are criminals, ay ذوي جرم عليم, people who commit serious crimes, ألا وهو اللواط, that is, the crime of homosexuality, وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and Allah's refuge is sought. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ, as they would approach men for intercourse and desires and fulfilling their desires without approaching the women. فَيَأْتُونَ مَا لَمْ يُخْلَقْ لَهُمْ, so they would approach things or that which has not been created for them to approach in such a way. وَيَدَعُونَ مَا خُلِقَ لَهُمْ, and they would abandon and stay away from what has been created specifically for their sexual enjoyment, meaning the women. قَالَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ لُوطٌ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, as was stated by their prophet Lut, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ, and you are abandoning what Allah has created for you of your wives. And that's from Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the 166th verse. وَهَذِهِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فَاحِشَةٌ نَكْرًا, this is a seriously evil, فاحشة, illicit, horrible, sinful deed. لا يقرها عقل ولا فطرة ولا دين, something that no intellect approves of, and no fitra, no state of a human being that's pure and remains as it was created, and no deen, no religion could ever accept such an action. وَلِهَذَا كَانَتْ عُقُوبَتُهَا الْقَتْلُ لِلْفَاعِلِ وَالْمَفْعُولِ بِهِ. And that is why the prescribed punishment for it is capital punishment for the one who is the aggressive one and the one who it's done to, meaning for both parties of the act. إِذَا كَانَا بَالِغَيْنِ عَاقِلَيْنِ. So long as they are two adults who have a rational mind, meaning they have their intellect with them and they're not insane. And of course, when we talk about Islamic punishments and what the prescribed punishment is, we're talking about that which is established. And this is my note here to clarify for the people of the West, that which is established through the Muslim court system, through the judicial process in Islam, not taken upon individuals, not that individuals take this this punishment upon themselves to apply it to other people in a chaotic way, without organization and without government process and so on. Rather, this is for the Muslim government to apply in its established jurisdiction. سَوَاءً كَانَ مُحْصَنَيْنِ أَوْ غَيْرَ مُحْصَنَيْنِ. Whether they were married previously or not. Meaning they face capital punishment whether they were married previously or not. بِخِلَافِ الزِّنَا. And this is different than zina. فَزِنَا أَهْوَنُ عُقُوبَةً. So zina, or fornication, or adultery, that's when a man and a woman have illicit sexual relations, or illegal sexual relations, that is less, the punishment for that is even less. لِأَنَّ zina مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مُحْصَنًا فَعُقُوبَتُهُ أَنْ يُجْلَدَ مِئَةَ جَلْدَ. The one who commits fornication, and he's not been married, the one who commits fornication and he's not been married, then he is to be flogged 100 times. وَيُغَرَّبْ. And he's to be sent out or cast out of the city. عَنِ الْبَلَدِ سَنَةً كَامِلًا. And he's to be estranged or sent out away from the city, or what's that word? Cast out, expelled from the city. Yeah, exiled. Excellent. Exiled from the city for one entire year. نعم. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحْصَنًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي قَدْ تَزَوَّجْ. If he was previously married, وَجَامَعَ, and he consummated the previous marriage, فَعُقُوبَتُهُ أَنْ يُرْجَمَ بِالْحِجَارَةِ حَتَّى يَمُوتْ. Then he is to be stoned to death in as the manner of applying the capital punishment to him in that case. أَمَّا هَذَا. As for this case, meaning homosexuality, acts of homosexuality perpetrated, فَعُقُوبَتُهُ الْقَتْلُ بِكُلِّ حَالٍ. Then the punishment that is applied, again, by the Muslim court system and through the Muslim government, it is capital punishment. The person is put to death in every situation, meaning married or unmarried previously. Huh? كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ, as has come in the authentic hadith, مَنْ وَجَدْتُمُوهُ يَعْمَلُ عَمَلَ قَوْمِ لُوطٍ فَاقْتُلُوا الْفَاعِلَ وَالْمَفْعُولَ بِهِ. Whoever you have found doing the crime of the people of Lut, meaning homosexuality, then kill the fa'il and the maf'ul bihi. Kill the kill both parties involved. Kill the one who's doing it and kill the one who it's being done to. And that hadith was collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami' number 1456. There is some criticism about the chain of this hadith. The Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, authenticated the hadith. However, al-Tirmidhi himself put some points of criticism against the hadith, so that should be looked into. وَوَقَعَتْ هَذِهِ الْفَاحِشَةِ. And this horrible, illicit crime had taken place في عهد أبي بكرٍ. It happened in the time of Abu Bakr, the first Khalifa, radiyallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. فَأَمَرَ أَنْ يُحْرَقَ كُلٌّ مِنَ الْفَاعِلِ وَالْمَفْعُولِ بِهِ. And he ordered And I would add here that he allegedly ordered that each of the participants in that act be burned, meaning burned to death, killed through burning. And as we know, adding a note here, that لَا يُعَذِّبُ بِالنَّارِ إِلَّا رَبُّ النَّارِ, as is authentically narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one is to punish with fire except the Lord of the fire, the creator of the fire, meaning except Allah Ta'ala. And for those of you who know about the site called Bekaa.net, there is an article that studies that issue, the issue of punishing with fire, to get the rulings related to that, that prohibition, and everything that is said about that prohibition. You can read that article and get some benefit from it. So it's been reported that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu ordered that the participants that were caught in homosexual acts, that they be burned to death. لأن الإحراق أعظم عقوبة يعاقب بها بنو آدم, since that is the most severe punishment that a human being can be put to, then that's why it was chosen for those who held that position. وكذلك جاء عن بعض الخلفاء أنهم أمروا بإحراق اللوط. And it's also been narrated that others of the Khulafa, had ordered that the homosexual caught in a homosexual act would be burned. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, the great scholar Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, أجمع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم, the Sahaba had complete unity in their understanding, على قتل اللوطي فاعلا كان أو مفعولا به. May Allah be pleased with the Sahaba. They all agreed that the one caught in the homosexual act, whether he is the one doing the act or he is the one having it done to him, he is to be killed. This is by consensus of the companions, meaning killed in the judicial process, facing capital punishment through a Muslim court. لَكِنَّهُمْ اخْتَلَفُوا, however they differed, كَيْفَ يُقْتَلُ, how should he be put to death? مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَالَ يُحْرَقُ, some of them said that he should be burned. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَالَ يُرْمَى بِالْحِجَارَةِ حَتَّى يَمُوتُ, some of them said he should be stoned to death, like the adulterer who was previously married and he fornicated. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَالَ يُلْقَى مِنْ أَعْلَى شَاهِقٍ فِي الْبَلَدِ, some of them said he is to be tossed off of the highest peak or highest place or highest part of a mountain in the city. يعني في مكان مرتفع, in the highest or very high place. أَعْلَى مَا يَكُونُ فِي الْبَلَدِ, the very highest place in the city. ثُمَّ يُتْبَعُ بِالْحِجَارَةِ حَتَّى يَمُوتُ, then after being thrown after from that high place, he's to be stoned until he is dead, if he didn't die from, of course, being thrown. فَالْمُهِمُّ أَنَّهُمْ مُتَّفِقُونَ عَلَى قَتْلِهِ, well, in all cases, what's important to understand here is that they were united in their understanding that such a person faces capital punishment. وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ قَتْلَهُ هُوَ الْحِكْمَةِ, and no doubt, despite what everyone thinks in the world, that's my added phrase here, despite what the world thinks and what the world has reshaped and redefined as moral values, this is the way of wisdom, of the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, that the homosexual is to be put to capital punishment and to be killed. لِأَنَّ هَذِهِ الْفَاحِشَةِ, because this crime, this illicit sexual act, مَتَى دَبَّتْ فِي الرِّجَالِ صَارَ الرِّجَالُ كَالنِّسَاءِ, whenever it happens and it creeps into the practices of the men, then you find the men become like women. وَبَدَأَ الذُّلُّ وَالْعَارُ وَالْخِزِي عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمَفْعُولِ بِهِ, and you'll find disgrace and humiliation, total loss and disgrace and glum, it would take over the face of the one who has it done to him. وَلَا يَنْسَاهُ حَتَّى يَمُوتُ, he would never forget such an act until he dies. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْنَى الرِّجَالُ بِالرِّجَالِ وَبَقِيَتَ النِّسَاءُ. And then the men will keep themselves amongst other men, and the women will be left and remain. لِأَنَّ هَذِهِ الْفَاحِشَةَ. Because this illicit deed, وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and the protection of Allah is sought. إِذَا ابْتُلِيَ بِهَا الْإِنسَانُ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَى غَيْرِهَا. If a person has been made to be tried with this kind of sin, then he doesn't look to anything else, meaning he remains focused on it. لِأَنَّهَا مَرَضٌ, because it's an illness. فَتَّاكٌ سَارٍ, a bold, continuous illness. فَإِذَا أُعْدِمَ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهُمْ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ جُرْثُومَ فَاسِدَ مَفْسَدَ لِلْإِنسَانِ. If these people are put to death, and in reality they are like germs, they are like filth, that is corrupt, something that corrupts mankind. كَانَ ذَلِكَ عَيْنُ الْمَصْلَحَةِ. That is the exact thing that would correct the situation. ثُمَّ الْلِوَاطُ وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Then homosexuality and Allah's protection is sought. لا يمكن التحرز منه لأنه بين ذكرين. It's very hard to keep it out of the society and to identify it within a society because it's between two men. ولا يمكن لأي إنسان يجد ذكرين يمشيان في السوق أن ينكر عليهما اجتماعهما. It's not possible for a person who wants to forbid this to just see two men walking together in the marketplace and forbid them from their coming together. These are men who are normally together. لكن الزنا إذا رأيت رجلا, think about the opposite, think about fornication and adultery between men and women. When you see a man, مع امرأة تستنكره وتتهمه وتتكلم معه. As soon as you see a man walking with a woman, that's not his wife, of course, then you detest it and you accuse him, or you think of him as a person who has committed a crime, and you speak with him and you advise him. لذلك كانت عقوبة الإعدام في حق اللوط أوفق ما يكون. أوفق ما يكون للحكمة وللرحمة. And thus, the punishment of the capital punishment applied to the homosexuals is something that is closer and more manifest in its wisdom and its mercy. فَهِيَ رَحْمَةٌ بِالْفَاعِلَيْنِ. It is a mercy to the two participants in the act. يعني باللائط والملوط به. The aggressor and the one who it's done to. حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَيَا فِي حَيَاتِهِمَا يَكْتَسِبَانَ الْإِثْمَ وَتَزْدَادُ الْعُقُوبَةُ عَلَيْهِمَا. So that these two don't continue on in their lives, continuing to build up the sinful accountability for such crimes, and the punishment would get worse and worse for them, meaning in the hereafter. وَرَحْمَةٌ بِالْمُجْتَمِعِ. And it's a mercy as well, not only for the two individuals, but for the society. فَتَكُونَ عُقُوبَتُهُمَا نَكَالًا حَتَى لَا يَفْسُدَ الْمُجْتَمِعِ. So their punishment becomes a deterrent for others, so that the whole society does not become corrupt. وَلِهَذَا قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ لِإِبْرَاهِيمُ. And this is why the angels said to Abraham, إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ. We have been sent to a people who are criminals. That's the 32nd verse. A point to note here, just a side note. The word luti and the word liwat. Luti in Arabic, in modern Arabic, means one who commits homosexuality. And liwat is taken from that. Liwat is the act of homosexuality. Some scholars have mentioned some problems with this phrase. They said the Quran uses the phrase man amila amala qawm lut, those who do the actions of the people of Lut. And Allah didn't ever call it liwat, or the people who do it, lutiyin, and so on. So some of the ulama have a problem using the word luti and liwat, because they said Lut is a prophet, and from our most important signs of respect for the prophets is that you don't ascribe evil to them. Lut was the one assigned to forbid them from this act. So why should the act of homosexuality be called Luti, or be called Liwat? Why should the one who does homosexuality be called a Luti, a direct ascription to Lut, when Lut is the one who forbade it? Similar to how you would not call an idol worshipper a Muhammadi, ascribing him to Muhammad. Rather, that was what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to call the people away from. So how could the person who does that crime be named after the name of the Prophet? That's one angle. The other angle is that the scholars throughout history, it seems that they have used this term without any reproach or without any discussion. So it seems to be an acceptable term to the majority of the scholars who've used it without any problem. And that case is just a linguistic nuance that is not to be looked at, and we should not think that ascribing or calling the crime Lutiya or Liwalt and the person who does it Luti has any shame or any degradation to the Prophet Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. However, what aids the statement of the first group of scholars mentioned is that today you don't find anyone naming their children with the name Lut, and they think there is a negative stigma attached to the name Lut. However, no negative meaning may be attached to the word Lut. And if it is the case that using this word excessively, Liwalt and Luti and all of that, has led to the name becoming looked at as if it is a negative name and you don't want to name someone with that, and possibly if you named a child Lut now, he would go to school and be ridiculed, then this shows that there is some basis to that first argument, as we are not allowed to ever allow a name of a prophet to become a name that is despised or looked down upon or disgraced or we're ashamed of or anything like that. Rather, Lut was from the best of the people of mankind, as he was a chosen messenger from the messengers of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. That can be looked into further, and the scholars can be asked for their opinions about that discussion on a more detailed level. Tayyib, to continue our discussion here, the angel said, we have been sent to a people who are criminals. وَجُرْمُهُمْ, as our Shaykh Ibn Muhammad Ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen says here, and their crime, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and the protection of Allah is sought, مَا سُبِقُوا عَلَيْهِ, or مَا سَبَقُوا عَلَيْهِ. They have not been preceded in, ever. No one did it before them. كَمَا قَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ, as their Prophet said, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. No one before you has preceded you in this act from the entire creation. From the 80th verse of Surah Al-A'raf. لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ طِينٍ. So we could send down upon them rocks of clay. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ. مُسَوَّمَةً. The Shaykh is going to explain the meaning, the possible meanings of Musawwama. It means possibly that the names were written on them, or these were rocks that had signs on them or markings on them, and they with Allah for those who are those who go to excess, the Musrifeen. Hijaratun min teen, rocks of clay. Lakinnahu laysa al-teen alladhi yatafattatu bal as-sulb al-azim. Not the kind of clay that's soft and can be shaped, but this is the hard, baked clay that is very, very hard. الَّذِي إِذَا أَصَابَتْ هَذِهِ الْحِجَارَةُ أَحَدًا مِنَ النَّاسِ وَضَرَبَتْهُ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ. If it hit a person, one of these rocks would hit a person and strike him in the head, خَرَجَتْ مِنْ دُبْرِهِ, it would come out of his underside, meaning it would rip right through him. لَا يَرُدُّهَا عَظَمٌ وَلَا لَحْمٌ. No bone or muscle would repel this rock. لِقُوَّتِهَا وَشِدَّتِهَا وَصَلَابَتِهَا. Due to its strength, its heaviness, its rigidity. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and Allah's refuge is سَاتْ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Yani marked or markings on them according to Allah, or names from Allah written on them. Ay, and the meaning of that is mu'lamatan inda Allah. Yani having names or having signs on each one with Allah. Yani alayha alama, having distinguishing signs on each one. لأن كل شيء عند الله بمقدار, since every single thing has its prescribed measure with Allah. لا تظن أن الأمور التي يقدرها الله عز وجل تأتي هكذا صدفة. Don't think that the affairs that Allah has ordained, the mighty and majestic, they just happen like that, صدفة, meaning just out of an unplanned, surprising happening. بل هي بمقدار, rather it is with full measure. حتى تباعد ما بين النجوم, even the distance that lies between the stars and the sky. وتفاوت ما بينهما ما بينها من الكبر والإضاءة بمقدار, and how they are different, the stars are different in terms of their size and in terms of the strength of their light and so on, all of that is with measure, with planned measure. لم يجي هكذا فلتة أو جاء صدفة. It hasn't come like this just chaotically or randomly or just popped up without any plan. كل شيء عند الله بمقدار ولا بد. Every single thing is designed with full measure by Allah, and that is something that must absolutely be understood. فهذه الحجارة معلمة عند الله. These rocks, they were something that had symbols or signs or something that were known to Allah Ta'ala. وَهَلْ هِيَ مُعَلَّمَ. Now, specifically to describe what that could mean, the Shaykh goes on to say, does that mean that they were written upon? And نَهَادِهِ مَكْتُوبٌ عَلَيْهَا مَثَلًا هِجَارَةُ عُقُوبَةً, that it was written, this is a rock of punishment. أَوْ مُسَوَّمَ بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِمَنْ تَقَعُ عَلَيْهِ. Or could it mean that they were named, the writings were written on them with the names of the people that they would strike? Al-Jawab al-Thani. The correct answer should be the second one. لأن هذا أدق, as that is more precise in terms of the planning. هذه الحجارة لفلان. وهذه الحجارة لفلان. This rock is for so-and-so, and this rock is for so-and-so. مسوّمة عند ربك. And he named, written upon them, from Allah, للمسرفين, for those who have gone to excesses. أي للمتجاوزين حدودهم, for those who have gone beyond the borders, gone beyond the limits. ولا شك أن اللواطة مجاوزة للحد والإسراف, ولعاذ بالله, وإسراف, not والإسراف, but وإسراف. And no doubt that homosexuality is something that goes beyond the limits of what is acceptable, and it is excessiveness. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and refuge with Allah is sought. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High said, فَأَخْرَجَنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have caused the believers who have been in that village that they've come to destroy to leave. They have brought out the believers from that village. أخرجناهم أي أمرناهم أو أمرناهم أمرا قدريا فخرجوا. We have brought them out, meaning we have delivered an order, or we have ordered them with an order that's from the Qadr, and they have came out. They have come out. قال الله تعالى للوط, and Allah the Most High has said to Lut, فأسري بأهلك بقطع من الليل وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ, and go out secretly in the night with your family in a time of the night, and do not let any of you look back except your wife, meaning the order that was qadari, it was planned to happen that way, that the wife of Lut would be destroyed. فَأَخْرَجَ اللَّهُ مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So through this, Allah had allowed escape for everyone who had been a believer. وَهُمْ لُوطٌ وَأَهْلُهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَ, and they were Lut and his family members except for his wife. لِهَذَا فَمَا وَجَدَنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And this is why Allah said, we had not found anyone in that village, any household, except one household of the Muslims. بَيْتٌ وَاحِدْ, one household. قَرْيَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ يَدْعُوهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِلَى تَوْحِيدِ اللَّهِ. An entire village. Their prophet was calling them to the worship of Allah alone, and to shun worshipping other than Allah. وَإِلَى تَرْكِ هَذِهِ الْفَاحِشَةِ, and to abandon this sinful behavior. مَا مَتَّبَعَهُ أَحَدٌ حَتَّى أَهْلَ أَهْلُ بَيْتِهِ. No one followed him. Even the members of his own house, لَمْ يَخْلُصُوا, they weren't even saved. فِيهِمْ مَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِلُوط. From them there were people who did not believe in Lut and follow his message. فَانْتَبِهْ يَا أَخِ الدَّاعِيَ. So pay attention to this, my brother, the one who calls to Islam. لا تجزى إذا دعوت فلم يستجب لك من المئة إلا عشرة. So don't despair if you've invited people to the correct way and no one responded from 100 people except 10. Meaning only 10 people responded favorably to some advice you've given. فَالرُّسُلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The prophets themselves, may Allah raise their ranks and grant them peace. يَبْقَوْنَ فِي أُمَمِهِمْ. They used to reside amongst their people. دُهُورًا كَثِيرًا. For long, huge amounts of time. وَلَا يَتَبِعُهُمْ إِلَّا الْقَلِيلُ. And they would only have a few followers. وَلُوتٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And Lut, the Prophet Lut, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. لَمْ يَتَّبِعْهُ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ أَحَدٌ. The people in his village, no one followed him from that village. وَتَخَلَّفَ عَنْ دَعْوَتِهِ مَنْ تَخَلَّفَ. And those who refused to follow his invitation had refused to follow. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. And this is why Allah said, فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And we found no household in that entire city or that entire village except one household of the Muslims. وَهُنَا يَتَسَاءَلُ الْإِنسَانُ. يَتَسَاءَلُ الْإِنسَانُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Here a person could possibly ask a question within himself. كَيْفَ قَالَ فَأَخْرَجَنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. How could it be said that we ordered those who were believers, every single one of those who were believers, to exit the city or the village, and we did not find except one household of Muslims? So the word is believers, mu'mineen, and muslimin. We ordered the believers out, and we only found one household of Muslims. هل المسلمون, are the Muslims here in this case, هنا, بمعنى المؤمنين, are the Muslims and the mu'mins, do they have the same meaning in this verse, في الآية التي قبلها, in this verse and the one before it? ذهب بعض العلماء إلى ذلك. And some of the scholars held this position. وقالوا إن في هذا دليلا على أن الإيمان والإسلام شيء واحد. This is a proof that the word إيمان and the word إسلام is one thing and it has one meaning. وذهب آخرون. And others said إلى الفرق. And they said that there is a distinction between the two categories or the two kinds of people. وقالوا أما المؤمنون فقد نجوا. As for the believers, then they had escaped. وأما البيت فهو بيت إسلام. As for the house, then it is a house of Islam. لأن المظهر في هذا البيت بيت لوط أنه بيت إسلامي. بيت إسلامي. Since the outward understanding or the appearance of that house, and it was the household of Lut, it was an Islamic household. حَتَّى امْرَأَتَهُ لَمْ تَتَظَاهَرْ بِالْكُفْرِ. Even his wife, she did not manifest openly any kufr, any disbelief. تَظَاهَرَتْ بِأَنَّهَا مُسْلِمَةً. She apparently appeared to be a Muslim. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ التَّحْرِيمِ. And based on this, Allah the Most High said in Surah At-Tahrim, ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط. Allah has given a parable for the people who disbelieve, meaning examples of people who have disbelieved in the wives of Noah and Lut. كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما. They were two women who were under the or were married to two of our slaves that were righteous, and they betrayed them, meaning the two wives betrayed the two husbands, the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut. ليس المعنى خانتاهما بالفاحشة. It doesn't mean that they betrayed them by committing adultery. بل خانتاهما بالكفر. However, they betrayed them by committing disbelief. لأنه كفر مستور. Because their disbelief was hidden. وهو خيانة من جنس النفاق. And it is a kind of betrayal that comes from the actions of hypocrisy, from the generality of hypocrisy. وَلِهَذَا يُقَالُ لِلْمُجْتَمِعِ الَّذِي فِيهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. And this is why we say about a society or a group of people that have hypocrites among them, إِنَّهُمْ مُجْتَمِعٌ مُسْلِمٌ. It is a Muslim society. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. Even if it has hypocrites in the society. لِأَنَّ الْمَظْهَرَ مَظْهَرُ إِسْلَامٍ. Because that which is apparent and outward is the appearance of Islam, or the open display of Islam. And I'd add to that, that our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions lived in a time where there were hypocrites, and he addressed the hypocrites. Verses came down about the hypocrites. He told Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman about the hypocrites and their names. And of course that was the very best society with the Prophet living amongst them. So what about Islamic societies later? إذن نقول. And I'd add to that, that it is the people of Takfir, the Khawarij, who love to say, since there are so many hypocrites, then this society is not a Muslim society, and make Takfir of the society based on the hypocrisy of some of its members. إذن, back to the words of our Shaykh, إذن نقول, and we say therefore, فما وجدنا فيها غير بيت من المسلمين. And we have not found in it except one household of Muslims. إنما قال من المسلمين. He said here, from the Muslims, not the mu'mins. لأن امرأته ليست مؤمنة. Because the woman, his woman, Lut's woman, was not a believer. لكنها مسلمة. However, she was a Muslim, meaning she had the ruling of being a Muslim based on her outward actions. وتركنا فيها آية للذين يخافون العذاب الأليم. And we left that as an ayah, as an outward sign, for the people who are afraid of al-adhab al-alim, the painful punishment. That's verse number 37. Tarakna fiha ayah, ay alama. We left there in an ayah, meaning a symbol or a sign to look at. Famal alama, what is that sign or symbol or something to look at? Ahiya alamatun hissiya? أَمْ عَلَامَةٌ مَعْنَوِيَّةٌ. Is it a sign that is something you can physically touch and look at? Or is it a sign meaning the meaning and the story and the idea behind it, not a physical thing to look at? مَعْنَوِيَّةٌ, by meaning only. أَمْ عَلَامَتَانِ مَعْنَوِيَّةٌ وَحِسِّيَّةٌ. Or are they two signs, meaning one is ma'nawi, one is from the story and from the meaning, and the other is from the actual physical thing that remains. وَالْقَائِدَ المفيدة في التفسير. Our Shaykh here gives us an important beneficial principle in tafsir. He says, إذا احتملت الآية أكثر من معنى. If a verse can possibly be understood to have more than one meaning, لا مرجح لأحدهما على الآخر. And there is no proof that proves one meaning is correct and the other is not. ولا منافاة بينهما. And there is no contradiction between the two understandings. وجب حملها على المعنيين جميعا. Then it is obligatory on us to allow the ayat to apply to both meanings, to understand the ayat as being applicable to both scenarios. فهذه الآية حسية ومعنوية. This verse is referring to an ayat that is something you can physically see, and a meaning that exists behind that. أَمَّا الْحِسِّيَّةِ, as for the physical meaning, or the physical idea in that ayat, فَمَا نُشَاهِدُ مَكَانَ قَرْيَتِهِمْ أَلَّتِي تُسَمَّى بُحَيْرَةِ لُوطٍ. It's what we see of the place where their village was. It's something called the lake, the small lake of Lut. فَإِنْ كَانَ أَوْ فَإِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ مَوْضِعَ الْقَرْيَةِ. This is the place where that village existed. كُلٌّ يَمُرُّ بِهِ وَيَرَاهُ وَيُشَاهِدُهُ. The people, all of the people can pass by it and look at it and witness the very place where that happened. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, as Allah said, وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And you can pass by them at night, or in the morning, or at night. Don't you have any sense? The 137th and 138th verses of As-Safat, referring to the Qarya of Lut. وَآيَةٌ مَعْنَوِيَّةٌ, and it has an ayat in it that is by meaning, كُلُّ مَنْ يَقْرَأَ أو كُلُّ مَنْ قَرَأَ قِصَّتَهُمْ, every person who reads their story. في جميع ما وردت فيه من السور الكريمة اعتبر واتعظ وخاف. Everybody who reads their story in every Quranic passage, in every surah, every noble surah, chapter of the Quran, he takes a lesson, he takes an admonition, and he becomes afraid. لكن من الذي ينتبه لهذه الآيات. Who is the one that is that takes a lesson and that benefits or pays attention to these signs, these ayat? وَمَنْ يَتَّعِظْ, and who is the one that takes the admonition? لِلَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ, as Allah said in the 37th verse, لِلَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ, for those people who fear the painful punishment. أَمَّا الْمُنْكِرُونَ الَّذِينَ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, as for those who reject it, those whose hearts have become hardened, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَنْتَفِعُوا بِالْآيَاتِ, then they will not receive any benefit from these ayat, from these signs. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, as Allah the Most High has said, وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and the verses, the ayat, and the warnings will never benefit a people who do not believe. That's from Surah Yunus, the 101st verse. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا من المنتفعين بالآيات. May Allah make us from people who benefit from the ayat, from the signs that Allah has provided us with. Amin. وفي موسى, the next verse, the 38th verse, and regarding Moses, Musa, إذ أرسلناه إلى فرعون بسلطان مبين, when we sent him to Pharaoh with clear authority. يعني في موسى آيات من آيات الله عز وجل, regarding the story of Musa or surrounding Musa, there are signs of the many signs of Allah the Mighty and Majestic. حين أرسله الله تعالى إلى فرعون, as he sent him forth, as Allah sent him forth to Pharaoh. وفرعون عالم جنس, and the word فرعون is a word that applies to a group of people. على كل من حكم مصر وهو كافر, every one of the ancient rulers of Egypt, ancient disbelieving rulers of Egypt. وموسى بن عمران, and Musa is the son of Imran عليه السلام. أفضل الأنبياء, أفضل أنبياء بني إسرائيل, the best of the prophets of the children of Israel. وهو في المرتبة الثالثة من الفضل بالنسبة لأولي العزم الخمسة, and he holds the third rank of the prophets, the five prophets of great will and determination. فإن أفضلهم محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, the best and most virtuous of those five great prophets of will and of great will and determination, they are firstly Muhammad, first rank. Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace and that of his family and companions. ثُمَّ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, secondly is Ibrahim, Abraham. ثُمَّ مُوسَى, thirdly is Moses. ثُمَّ نُوحُ, fourthly is, or after that is Noah. وَعِيسَى عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And then Isa, Jesus, may Allah grant him peace, may Allah raise his rank, may Allah grant all of them peace and raise their ranks. أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah sent Moses with clear authority. أي بِحُجَّةٍ بَيِّنَة, with clear proof. فِي نَفْسِهَا مُبِينَ لِغَيْرِهَا. بَيِّنَة فِي نَفْسِهَا مُبِينَ لِغَيْرِهَا. Proofs that are clear and evident in and of themselves, and proofs that unveil and clarify the reality of other things.
فَالْآيَاتُ الَّتِي جَاءَ بِهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءُ بَيِّنَاتٌ وَاضِحَةٌ.
The proofs, or the signs, the ayat, that the prophets came with, they are clear signs. They are clear proofs. لِكُلِّ ذِي عَدْلٍ وَإِنصَافٍ. For every person of upright, of justice and fairness.
وَهِيَ أَيْضًا مُبَيِّنَةٌ لِصِدْقِ مَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرَّسُلُ.
And they are also, جزاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, they are also, they prove the truthfulness of the prophets who came with them.
وَلِهَذَا أَعْلَمَ أَنَّهُ كُلَّمَا جَاءَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ كَرِيمًا
وَلِهَذَا عُلِمَ. وَلِهَذَا, based on this, it is known,
أَنَّهُ كُلَّمَا جَاءَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ كَرِيمَةً مُبِينٍ.
Every time the word mubin comes in the Qur'an, mubin means either clear in itself, or bringing clarity to other things, or both.
فَهِيَ بِمَعْنَى مُبِينٌ فِي ذَاتِهِ مُبِينٌ لِغَيْرِهِ.
Then it means, in every case, it is something that is clear in and of itself, and something that provides clarity for other things.
إِلَّا مَا دَلَّ السِّيَاقُ أَنَّ الْمُرَادَ الْبَيِّنْ فِي ذَاتِهِ.
Except when the context of the passage proves that the intention is restricted to that which is clear in and of itself only. And reminder, go back to the principle that the Shaykh taught us, that every time there are two possible understandings in the Qur'an, they're not in opposition of each other, and there is no proof to show that one is correct and the other one is not, then they are both to be understood. And this applies here in this one word, mubin. Mubin is understood to be clear in and of itself and something which provides clarity to other things. So then, as he says here, applying that principle, every time you see the word mubin, understand it to be upon both meanings until you see something in the context or some proof that restricts it to one of them and not the other.
فَمِنَ الْآيَاتِ الْعَظِيمَةِ الَّتِي جَاءَ بِهَا مُوسَى.
From the great signs that Musa came with, عَصَى مُوسَى, the staff of Moses.
الَّتِي كَانَ يَسْتَعْمِلُهَا وَيَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا عِنْدَ الْحَاجَةِ.
That which he used to use for different purposes, and he would support himself with it.
وَيَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِهِ أَوْرَاقَ الشَّجَرِ عِنْدَ رَعِيهَا.
And he would push aside the leaves and the trees for his sheep or his flock.
وَلَهُ فِيهَا حَاجَاتٌ أُخْرَىٰ.
And he used it for other purposes as well.
كَمَا قَالَ هُوَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ لَمَّا سَأَلَهُ اللَّهُ.
As he himself has answered or has described, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, when Allah asked him,
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ.
And what is that in your right hand, O Moses?
قَالَ هِيَ أَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ.
It is my staff that I use to support myself, and that I push aside the leaves for my flock, and I have other uses for it. Those are the 17th and 18th verses of Surah Taha.
فَهِيَ آيَةٌ فِي كَوْنِهِ إِذَا وَضَعَهَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ صَارَتْ ثُعْبَانًا مُبِينًا.
And it was a sign in the fact that when he would place it on the earth, on the ground, it would become evidently and clearly a snake.
أي حَيَّةٌ عَظِيمًا.
A great, large snake.
تُخِيفُ مَنْ رَآهَا.
Causing fear to anyone who would see it.
وَلِهَذَا رَهَبَ مِنْهَا مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ حِينَ أَلْقَاهَا.
And thus,
Musa had, when Moses put his staff down, people had become afraid of it and ran away. وَوَلَّا هَارِبًا. And even himself, he ran away and he turned away from it, scared of it. فَنَادَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So Allah called out to him, the mighty and majestic, لَا تَخَفْ. Do not be afraid. وَمِنْهَا. And from his signs that he was given, أَنَّهُ يَدْخُلُ يَدَهُ فِي جَيْبِهِ فَتَخْرُجُ بَيْضَاءُ فِي الْحَالِ. He would put his hand in his garment and he would pull it out and it would be white and gleaming instantly. بَيْضَاءُ لِكُلِّ لَكِنْ بِدُونِ سَوْءٍ. It would be white, completely white, but without any defect. أي بدون عيب. يعني ليست بيضاء برص. Not that it was white because of leprosy. لكنها بيضاء مخالفة للون جلده في الحال. It would become white, which is clearly distinguishable from the normal color of his skin, instantly. حقيقة لا تخيلا. In reality, not as a trick or some kind of illusion. وقال الله تعالى, and Allah the Most High had said, في سورة الإسراء, Allah said in سورة الإسراء, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And we have given Moses 9 clear signs. المهم أنه أتى إلى فرعون بسلطان مبين. What's important here is that he came to Fir'aun with clear proof. وَحُجَّةٍ دامغة بالغة. And exhaustingly convincing proofs. لكنه والعياذ بالله. However, and Allah's refuge is sought. فتولى بركنه. He turned away with his rukn. What's the rukn here? بقوته وسلطانه وجنده. With his strength and his authority and his army. He turned away from this message. أعرض عن موسى. He turned away from Musa. استكباراً وجحوداً وظلماً وعدواناً. Turned away from him arrogantly, rejecting his message, oppressively, and with animosity. قال الله تعالى, and Allah the Most High has said, وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلماً وعلواً. And they openly rejected it, meaning Fir'aun, and those with him, they openly rejected the message of Moses. However, inwardly, in their hearts or in their selves, they were convinced and they were certain it was the truth. But why did they reject it openly? ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. Oppressively and arrogantly. وَقَالَ سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ. And he said, Fir'aun, after rejecting this message, turning away, relying upon his military might and his social status, he said, Sahir, O Majnoon, this man is a magician or he's crazy. That's the 39th verse. يعني أنه اتهم أنه اتهم عليه الصلاة والسلام بأنه ساحر. Meaning, he was accused. Moses was accused. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. He was accused of being a magician. لأنه أتى بآيات تشبه ما يصنعه السحرة. Because he came with some things that were signs that resembled the things that the magicians would do. عصا من خشب توضع في الأرض وتكون ثعبانا مبينا. Was a stick made of wood that would be placed on the ground. It would turn into a snake, a clear, obvious snake. وقد تدخل في الجيب ويد تدخل في الجيب. And his hand would go inside of his garment. وتخرج بيضاء في الحال. It would come out white instantly. هذا يشبه السحر. This does resemble magic. أو مجنون. Or he's crazy. The other accusation. وذلك بكونه يدعي أن الله وحده خالق السماوات والأرض. والأرض. That is because he claimed that Allah alone was the creator of the heavens and the earth. وهو الرب وهو الإله. And he was the owner and sustainer of everything, and that he is the one who deserves worship, the ilah. لأنهم كانوا لا يعرفون الإله إلا فرعون. Since they did not know, or they did not recognize an object of worship other than فرعون. فإذا جاء شخص يقول, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, verily Allah, He is the one who is the Lord of all that exists, وَأَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَيْسَ إِلَهًا وَلَا رَبَّا, and that Fir'aun is not a Lord, nor is he a rightful object of worship, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَرْمُونَهُ بِالْجُنُونَ, they would call such a person crazy, accuse him of insanity. هَذَا مَجْنُونٌ خَرَجَ عَمَّا نَأَهَدْ, this is a crazy person that goes against what we are very accustomed to. قال الله تعالى, Allah, the Most High, has said, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ, so we seized him and his army, and we caused them to sink in the river, or in the water, while he was, or as he was a person to be blamed, while he was blameworthy. The 40th verse and the last verse for this evening. أَيْتَرَحْنَاهُمْ فِيهِ, we cast him into it. وَالْيَمْ, what is the yam that they were cast into? It's al-bahr, it is the sea, the ocean. وَالْبَحْرُ الَّذِي هَلَكَ فِيهِ فِرْعَوْنُ هُوَ الْبَحْرُ الْأَحْمَرُ, the ocean which Fir'aun was destroyed in, it was the Red Sea. الَّذِي بَيْنَ آسِيَا وَأَفْرِيقِيَا, that which is between the Asian continent and Africa. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ جَمَعَ جُنُودَهُ وَحَشَدَهُمْ وَأَرَادَ أَنْ يَقْضِيَ عَلَى مُوسَى وَقَوْمِهِ, and that happened when Fir'aun gathered his army together and incited them, and he wanted to finish off Musa and his followers. فَخَرَجَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and Musa, peace be upon him, went out. وَقَوْمُهُ مِنْ مِصْرِ, and his people went out as well with him from Egypt. مُتَّجِهِينَ إِلَى الشَّرْقِ, going east, going towards the east. وَلَكِنْ حَالَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مُرَادَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مُرَادِهِمْ الْبَحْرِ, however, were what they wanted between them and their goal, there was an obstacle, which was the ocean. فَلَمَّا وَصَلُوا إِلَى الْبَحْرِ, when they reached the ocean, كَانَ الْبَحْرُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, the ocean was in front of them. وَفِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ خَلْفَهُمْ, Pharaoh and his people were behind them. فَقَالَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, so the people, the tribe, or the followers of Moses, they said, verily, we're caught, we're busted. يعني هلكنا, we're destroyed. لِأَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ خَلْفُنَا وَالْبَحْرَ أَمَامَنَا فَكَيْفَ النَّجَاهِ, the Fir'aun's behind us, the water's in front of us, how are we going to be saved? فَقَالَ مُوسَى, so Moses said, كَلَّا نَي إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, with me is my Lord, and He is going to guide me. The 62nd verse. وَهَذِهِ مَعِيَّةٌ خَاصَةٌ, this ma'iyya, Allah is with me, my Lord is with me. This is the specific kind of ma'iyya, the specific kind of, or the specific way that Allah is with someone. Meaning, تَقْتَضِي النَّصْرَ وَتَأْيِيدٌ, which includes giving someone special help, victory, and assistance. قَالَ سَيَهْدِينَ, and that's an ishara from the Shaykh that there's a ma'iyya amma, that there is a general ma'iyya, that Allah is with everyone. And that is in a general way, meaning you don't say anything except that Allah hears you. You don't do anything except that Allah sees you. Nothing happens except that it is with the knowledge of Allah. So no one can say Allah is not with me in this general sense. However, when Allah is with the patient people, when Allah is with the prophets in their times of need, that's a specific, special kind of ma'iyya. That's what the reference is here. قَالَ سَيَهْدِينَ, his statement, he is going to guide me. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ سَوْفَ يَهْدِينَ, and he didn't say he will after some time guide me. بَلْ قَالْ سَيَهْدِينَ, it's the difference between سَوْفَ يَفْعَلْ and سَيَفْعَلْ. It becomes closer when you say سَيَفْعَلْ, it's going to happen. And that's an Arabic language point. إِشَارَةٌ إِلَى قُرْبِ هَذَا الْحَصَرِ وَأَنَّهُ سَيَزُولُ قَرِيبًا, it shows that this situation is very close, and we're going to be alleviated of this situation that we're faced with right now, being trapped in this place. وَهَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي حَصَلَ, and this is exactly what happened. فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ أَنْ يَضْرِبَ الْبَحْرَ بِعَصَاهُ, Allah revealed to him that he is has been ordered to strike the ocean with his staff. فَضَرَبَهُ فَانْفَلَقَ اثْنَتَيْ عَشَرَةَ طَرِيقًا. So he struck it with his staff and it became 12 different passageways. فِي الْحَالِ, immediately. وَيَبِسَ فِي الْحَالِ, and it became dry and a place to walk instantly. وَصَارَ صَالِحًا لِلْمَشِي عَلَيْهِ فِي الْحَالِ, it became instantly available for the people to walk upon it. كَمَا قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, as Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, فَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسًا لَا تَخَافُ دَرَكًا وَلَا تَخْشَى. So strike for them a pathway in the ocean, yabasan, dried up and, you know, available, dried up and not wet, so that they will not fear being captured, nor will they have any fear. أيوه. فَعَبَرَ مُوسَى وَقَوْمُهُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الطُّرُقِ الْعَظِيمَةِ. So Moses and his people, they were able to pass through these pathways. التي كان الماء بينها كالجبال, while the water was like mountains around them. ولما انتهوا خارجين كان فرعون في إثرهم وانتهوا داخلين. So when they got to the other side and Pharaoh had been chasing them, they were saved. فأمر الله عز وجل, so Allah ordered, Allah is the Mighty and Majestic, He ordered بقدرته وسلطانه, through His authority and His power, البحر أن يعود إلى ما كان عليه. He ordered the ocean to return to the way it was before. فانطبق على فرعون وقومه. So it was, it collapsed upon Pharaoh and his people. فهلكوا على عن آخرهم والحمد لله. فهلكوا عن آخرهم. Every last one of them was destroyed, and the praise is due to Allah. ولهذا قال وهو مليم. And at the description of Fir'aun as he was destroyed, he was mulim. Ay, Fir'aun fa'ilu ma yulamu alayhi. He was blameworthy, having done actions that are the source of blame and disgrace. Wala shakka anna raddahu lirrisalati ilahiyya wadd'aahu annahu ar-rabb wa qawluhu ma 'alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri wa ma ashbaha dhalika min al-kalimat. And no doubt, his rejection of the message from Allah and his claim to be the Lord, the Rabb, and his statement, I know of no deity or object of worship for you other than myself, and other statements that he made, من الكلمات لا شك أنها كلمات يلام عليها. These are statements that, of course, they are blameworthy, and a person is to be blamed for making them. لأنه قد تبين له الحق, since he is a person who had the truth clarified to him. ولكنه عاند وأبى أن ينقاد للحق. However, he arrogantly refused to follow and to submit to the truth. كما قال له موسى لقد علمت. As Musa said to him, you have come to know, you have come to have knowledge of, يعني يا فرعون, O فرعون, ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر, that the only one who sends down these things, it is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He sends them down as points of insight, things to give people insight. وإني لأظنك يا فرعون مثبورا, and I think that you are the one who is مثبور يا فرعون, you are the one who is unstable mentally or insane, يا فرعون, O Pharaoh, meaning this was the address of Musa to him. And that's in Surah Al-Isra, the 102nd verse. And with that, we'll end our discussion of the verses all the way up to the 40th verse of Surah Al-Dhariyat for this evening. And thanking Allah Ta'ala, firstly and foremostly, for our success and for our the benefit that we have gained from our studies in these our studies of these beautiful Quranic passages. And secondly, thanking the people who have organized these lessons, our brothers at Mirath Publications and Mirath Radio. May Allah Ta'ala bless them and those who are cooperating with them, and the lessons themselves and the attendees. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of that and make it a source of happiness for all of us on the Day of Judgment. We'll see you, insha'Allah Ta'ala, next week at this time. That's Monday night at 11 o'clock p.m. KSA time.
And you can always go to the Mirath website and download these and other classes, or listen to them after, or download them and listen to them at your time, at the time of your choice. Otherwise, we'll see you at this time next week, inshallah ta'ala, for our seventh of the eight classes from the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.